sign off of it and you get like 500 other...
No, there's no advertising on my site. We will not allow it. You don't get all these things that come up.
You're not linked to, you know...
Yeah, nothing nothing else.
And I'll have to try it then.
There was one of the biggest questions I get asked...
What the hell do I have going on in my life?
One of the biggest questions I get asked is about taste.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for women who don't like to do the oral pleasure thing because they don't know what to do with the stuff afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Drink it, baby.
We have a recipe that makes you taste super yummy.
Really?
Seriously, I get 100 emails a day on this recipe.
Is it something the guy, like, ingests, or really?
Well, see, if a woman drinks 2 fresh glasses, 8-ounce glasses of pineapple juice, 2 hours later when she gets all heated up, it'll come through her pores and make her taste sweet, all right? Now, for the man, an
hour... down there?
Yes, and down there, too. A man, but again, she can't, she, and this applies to a man, you can't have eaten garlic or anything spicy or anything really green, like asparagus.
Right.
But at least 5 hours before.
Okay.
So for a guy, and I'm only going to say this once, and for the rest, you got to go to the site.
Okay.
I get hammered with emails. But for the guy, if he drinks this shake an hour before, it's 1 raw egg, 1 cup of milk. If you're lactose intolerant, you can substitute soy milk.
Okay.
At 3 teaspoons of honey and 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg, ground cloves, ginger, and cinnamon. 1/4 teaspoon of each of those. Blend it up, drink it an hour later.
Really?
I'm telling you, it works.
Like pumpkin pie.
Again, an awful lot of work.
I'm told.
Just to get her to swallow.
But it's worth it if she's never done it or she has all this time said, no, no, no. Now she'll be going, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn. All right. Thank you, Jason. I'm going on that website.
We got to go. You know, as far as your brand of gypsies goes, you're okay.
Thank you.
Dr. Natasha Terry, the website, www.betterlovelife.com. I'm out, Mike. What are you doing?
I'm memorizing the website.
Oh, here you go, right here.
You will love it.
Give the information to Lisa on how I get it for free.
Okay.
And I'll log on.
You're welcome anytime on this show.
Thank you.
You're the best so far, and you showed us your boobs, which is fantastic.
Take one more call. Here is Mary in Spokane. Mary.
Yes.
Hi.
I you know, I don't have a problem with orgasms, things like that. But, you know, my significant other, the person I live with, I want to try to find out how I can get him more interested. It's kind of like twice a week, and that's it. And, you know, I...
Do you own a mirror?
Pardon me?
Do you own a mirror?
Oh, lots of them in the house.
All right, look at yourself.
Okay.
Hey!
Well, he was asking how he could be more interested.
Well, no, I mean...
No, what about this? What about give him an experience he has never had before, all right?
Call your sister.
No!
Yeah, you know, give him an experience he's never had before, like an evening without conversation.
Oh, I've done that before, too.
Okay, what about this? Have you ever given him a male multiple O?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of a rare...
Oh, I don't believe it.
I don't either.
Our first night was 5.5 hours long, and let me tell you...
Yeah.
I call myself a minute man, because I think I can beat a man to an orgasm.
I think this is a guy.
You think it's a guy pretending to be a girl?
I think this is a guy pretending to be a girl.
No.
I think any minute now you're going to go, hi, guys.
Oh, here, I know one. It's called... I learned this in Thailand, all right? It's called a sex flush, all right? It's just clean. It's not freaky.
Clean. Decent.
Pretty good. And what this does is it helps men to last longer and have...
Shut up. I want to hear what you're saying.
Here's the thing, though. Is it'll make his unit tingle, all right, all through when you make love to him, all right? That's the difference, all right? What you do is you take the palms of your hands and you use a nice massage oil, and he's propped up. He cannot be laying completely on his back. He's kind of propped up. And what you do is you massage his the left side of the groin 50 strokes upward towards the heart, all right? And then you on the same thing on the right side of the groin, 50 strokes but towards the heart. And what this does is it flushes the blood down to that area, and it gives them this extra, like, whoosh. And it's like natural Viagra. I know you think I'm crazy, but just
try it. No, I don't.
Try.
I don't think you're crazy.
Right.
Okay.
Seriously, it works.
Okay. We've done a lot. I mean, he just says he just...
Mary, listen, I want to tell you something. You're a pig.
Wait,
and that is the reason your husband's only doing you twice a week. You know, go to Jenny Craig, go to Weight Watchers, go see a good plastic surgeon.
You find that most of the people that call They just want to do their. They don't want to listen. They want to. They want to talk about their sex. That's what they
want
to do.
But I just want. I just want to try to.
You want to do something different.
I just want what? What do you want, Mary? What do you want besides a cupcake?
I know. We have a marshmallow fluff technique. Where you use marshmallow fluff and you can eat two things at the same time.
Oh, my God.
All right, Doctor, get out of here now. You got to leave. You're a great guest. We thank you so much.
Natasha Perry, thank you very much.
Give her one set, like a million hits today.
Absolutely. She deserves it. She was a great sex expert.
Now, you got to leave now so we can talk about you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Good boy. Wow.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Very nice meeting you. Everybody, really, go to her website.
There she goes.
I'm sure she'll be highly appreciative.
Take care. Thank you, Doctor. A little spitfire.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was. She was definitely the first one ever that you and I mean, really. I mean, there were days occasionally when Corn would come in and she'd be...
No.
She'd be propped up the
right
way.
Not even back in the day.
There was a day you did. You're talking to me. Don't preach to, you know, me here. There was a day you were just staring at her boobs all day long.
Well, she had big boobs.
But then she'd do that. Hello, I'm Mr. Ed. And then we'd all go, here.
Anyway, she's pretty good. Go to her website. Mike, that website is...
The website for the fabulous Dr. Natasha Terry is www.betterlovelife.com.
There you go. Go to the chat room tonight and meet Mike.
I hope they don't have a chat room.
I'm sure they do.
I've never been on a chat room in my life, and I never will be.
Jack?
Nope, that's wrong. I went to a Red Sox chat room after one of their many losses. Got pissed one day and went to a Red Sox chat room. You know what it was? It was all... nerds.
Homos?
Yeah, it was like doofus. Nothing about baseball.
You know, just like, well, that's the way you feel because you're YankeeKiller.com. We will be right back. Oh, listen, you're going to like this. Dude Walker's coming on the show.
Yay. Fantastic.
It has been since January. What was the day, Robbie?
January.
14th of January.
Wow.
The last time we had bumpers done for the show, we have almost... 80 of them today.
Oh, fantastic.
Almost 80 of them.
Maybe he can do one ad lib one better than a Thailand flush.
We will be right back with dude.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
WKFK.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Bakersfield.
Hey, what's going on?
Stop. Stop.
Ladies and gentlemen, rejoin. Take two.
It's on me. I feel like Joe.
Oh, no.
I have no seal tail.
What's it feel like to feel like Joe?
I'm high.
Okay. We ready?
I'm high on Vicodin. And...
Rejoin. Take two.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Bakersfield Science Building. Great.
The Don and Mike Show. Sabrina, don't you dare at it.
Eat it.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
There we go. All right, joining us now, I don't have to push any buttons. You can hear me fine. You think so? Dude, are you there?
I am here.
Hey. There he is, everybody. Simply the greatest voiceover talent in the radio business today, our friend, Dude Walker.
Hey,
way to go, Dude.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I blush.
He's the finest.
And a name, really, you know, nowadays is used so often that...
Dude, where's my car?
You must just walk around shopping malls and be just turning around every 5 minutes with somebody saying, Dude!
That goddamn guy in those Dell commercials.
Dude, you could have gotten a Dell.
Who I'd like to kill. Dude, what is your given first name?
What, my real first name is Buzz.
And my real first name is Dude.
Well, there you go.
What's your real first name?
I'm not going to tell you. At these prices, I'm not telling you that.
What's the first letter?
T.
Tony.
See, now they're going to go through the alphabet of T names.
Terrence.
Tyrone.
Could be.
Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Tyrone. Yeah,
it's Tyrone Walker.
Anyway, dude is simply the finest, and we could do this off the air, but we enjoy sharing the experience with you.
Mm-hmm.
Rob and I get together, and we come up with as many bumpers as possible for the show.
And I'll tell you right now, when you want somebody to do the voiceovers, you get Timothy Walker.
Rob takes Rob takes meticulous notes about small things
right.
that make us laugh on the show.
Absolutely.
And we have today, we've done some editing. We're going to have about 80 of them today.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The first one, dude, we'd like done in the style of Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what we'd like you to say. And, Mike, you can help on this.
All right.
God damn it, honey.
God damn it, honey. Kind of roll it. God damn it. Make it kind of God damn it, honey.
All right.
There he is.
You ready for it?
We're rolling.
Here we go. God damn it, honey. The Don and Mike Show.
And we need one more just for level.
Okay. God damn it, honey. The Don and Mike Show.
Still out of voice.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said this before with no offense to Mike or Buzz or Rob or anybody else.
Wow.
If I had that voice and this brain,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like in California in a mansion somewhere.
Yeah.
If I didn't have this goddamn voice.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
And I told you before that a brain has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Frankly, I don't know.
All you know,
said that, not me. I
frankly,
didn't say that.
All you know is what I told you.
And you know, for quite some long time now,
all you know
is what I've told you.
Okay. Number two, very true. This was a very true statement.
All right. Always ready to tackle the clam. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I like those matter-of-fact ones. I really do.
Number three, also a statement.
No humps allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
Can you say that? Do that one more time and do it with just a little more bitterness. No humps allowed.
I got you. Okay. No humps allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
Bingo.
And Mike, we can laugh and talk while dude is doing this. We're recording him in a separate channel.
Yes, we can.
Number five, now.
Skip four then? Okay.
Oh, no. Yes, skip number four.
All right.
Number five is done a la Arnold. And Mike, here's what we have written. You can help dude. Are they having a good time? Sure. Why not? Feels good.
All right, that's kind of an arrogant delivery where you're saying, are you having a good time? Sure. Why not?
Oh, so this is all like Arnold, okay.
Yeah, just but the arrogant, like I'm a superstar. Are you having a good time? Sure. Why not? Do you want him in the dialect of the German dialect?
Yeah, feels good.
Are you having a good time? Feels good. Sure.
Okay,
why not?
We'll do that. Okay. All right. Are they having a good time? Sure. Why not? Feels good. Don and Mike.
Don't change it.
Perfect.
Right.
Number six, how true.
All right. America's favorite inebriants, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That one rings true.
Seven is good.
All right. Rich with floating particles, the Don and Mike Show.
Number eight.
All right. Yes. The queer duality of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I like that.
Yeah. Number nine. Oh, Mike, don't get mad at me.
I don't even know this one, but I'll see. I'm going to do it the way it's written.
Okay. Don't get mad at me.
What's it ever they say? It's got to be funky. Wait a minute. That's not what it says. Wait a minute. What's it ever they say? It's got to be funky. The Dons and Mikes.
Can you do that one again? Because I didn't get it. I didn't get it the first time.
What's it ever they say? It's got to be funny.
Okay, gotcha.
Funny or funky?
Funky.
Oh, funky.
Funky.
Okay. Oh, you're doing shit. Why would I get mad at that? You know, you brought
Hello.
Me brought me over to the dark side. I'll tell you right now. It's
whatever it is they say, it's got to be funky. The Dons and Mikes.
Whatever. Okay, so what's written here is it what's it ever they say? Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Whatever they say.
Whatever they say.
Rob,
maybe it's that.
Help me out
of
him.
Because, see, I don't know.
It's from the James Brown song, Make It Funky. What's it ever they say?
What's it ever they say?
It's got to be funky.
Okay.
Okay.
And not it got to be funky.
Okay.
Well, we all sound black, don't we?
Yeah, we
sure
do.
We sound about as tragically white as you can get.
Here he comes now. Okay. What did ever they say? It got to be funky. The Dons and Mikes.
There you go. Very good.
I don't know.
All right, number 10 is done a la Rick Dees. If you could listen to them, would you?
Okay. If you could listen to them, would you? Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Very nice.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Number 11.
Even better than a nice hot bowl of nasal bisque. The Don and Mike Show.
I like that.
Number 12.
Okay.
Again, the ones that I'm involved in stand out.
Okay, very good.
Yes. With a cordial invitation to beat your meat on a toilet seat. Here are grown men, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Very good. Very matter of fact.
13.
They'll F you until you love them, faggot. Don and Mike.
That's a tribute to Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
14. I wish I would tell you this is mine. It's a one word. It's great. It's Rob's. It's brilliant. Okay.
Sinners, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let's go past 15.
Okay.
Let's go right to 16.
Okay.
Which is in German.
Das ist nicht gut. Der Don und Mike Show.
That's good. I like that one.
Number 17.
Providing you with plenty of emotional scarring. The Don and Mike Show.
That's telling it like it is right there.
18. This one's mine.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's lovely, Don. I'd say that was one of your softer moments right there.
19 is our tribute to Craig Wilson.
For the young gay boy in rural America who thinks he's alone, he's not. He has the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, absolutely true.
Beautiful.
Number 20, this is one day we were arguing about Allen Iverson.
You know that they won't let the kids down, Don and Mike.
Remember someone? Someone called, right. Let the kids down. 21 for Buzz. Yeah, right.
Buzz Burbank likes the jumble, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. 22.
All right. Broadcasting from sea to shining sea. Hello, ladies. The Don and Mike Show.
All right.
23, our tribute to Lester Burnham.
Just ordinary guys with nothing to lose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very good.
All right, we'll go past 24 and go to 25.
How's your taint? The Don and Mike Show.
We'll go past 26 and go to 27. Wishing ye good luck in everything.
Okay. Wishing ye good luck in everything. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
28.
All right. They rock. And that's for Tim. The Don and Mike Show.
Listeners have said it for a long time. Now Duke gets to say it.
Cool. number 29.
Men.
How true.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Just was it. Maybe one of the truest ones.
Very good.
Men doing the work of men. The Don and Mike Show.
Here we put our hard hats on. Yeah.
Number 30, this is from Spiewak. It's good.
Famed gay magicians, Don and Mike.
31.
They will gladly accept your fandom. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Another truism.
32, again, stinks of me.
Mike is a disc jockey with a band. Don is not. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Number 34.
Skip 33 then?
Yeah.
Okay. The innovators of the genital sneeze. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We'll go past 35, which is Rob, again with German. America's favorite Dudenkopfs.
Dudenkopfs?
No, Dudenkopfs.
Oh, Dudenkopfs?
Which means lazy fellows.
Oh.
Let's go to 36.
Okay. They say it's bad language. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I think it's they says bad language.
Oh, they says? Okay.
They says.
They says bad language. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Number 37.
Ready to D.O.T. Don and Mike.
38.
Two corny bastards who can't do interpretations. The Don and Mike Show.
Remember that? Rob had that in the notes. Remember when right. The guy called and said you can't do interpretations?
Interpretations.
Number 39.
God smiles on them, then God laughs at them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I like that one.
Number 40, this is from Rob.
It's not the heat. It's the stupidity. The Don and Mike Show.
Very good, Rob. I like that one.
41.
Two tumbling, tumbling dickweeds. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Do that one more time, dude.
Two tumbling, tumbling dickweeds. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
42.
They take the tongue boat to Tuna Town. Don and Mike.
I like that. 43, very true also.
Promoting testicular self-examination. The Don and Mike Show.
44, we'll skip. Let's go to 45.
With or without lubricant, there's still... Let's do it again.
Okay.
With or without lubricant, there's still two of the best jerks around, Don and Mike.
46.
Hold them, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Aww. Great. I love that one. Now on 47, this is when we had Adam West on the show.
Right.
And you just say, of course, Bruce.
All right. Of course, Bruce. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Number 48.
They say the word pussy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Isn't that great?
I like that one.
49.
All right. Jesus is mad at them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Number 50.
They got culture coming out of their asses. Don and Mike.
Yeah, 51. I was talking with Rob about the movie Seven.
Right.
And Rob said, how about... Here we go, 51.
Pride, sloth, greed, gluttony, wrath, envy, vengeance, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
That's good, I like that.
52... All mine.
Catering to the BM eaters. The Don and Mike Show.
Telling it like it is.
53 we'll miss. Let's go to 54.
Ladies, they love your in-betweens. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
55, Rob, his tribute to Jews.
If you loan us some laughs, we'll pay you back with interest. The Don and Mike Show.
Very nice.
Number 56, something that someone said on the show over the last couple of months.
The bologna is touching your eyeball, and the hot dog is humping your nose. The Don and Mike Show.
And I like it when dude does it, too.
57 is one word from Leah Remini. The word is gorgy.
Right. Gorgy, the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
All right, we'll skip 58 and go to 59er.
They can't stop hating on people, Don and Mike.
Number 60.
They love the Arbotron, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We sure do.
Number 61.
They use the hair for protection, Don and Mike.
God, that came I remember from that. Robert the Mailman.
I remember that.
62.
They're dope on the floor and they're magic on the mic, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now way to go, homeboy.
Now, here's one. Rob takes notes on every show.
Right.
I didn't even remember the day that we got on this topic.
Okay.
Number 63.
All right. Sweeter than Vince Lombardi's caramelized scrotum. The Don and Mike Show.
Caramelized scrotum. Like digging up Vince or something we were talking about.
Yeah. 64.
They will put the boom, boom booty on ye. Don and Mike.
Tribute to Stuart Scott, excuse me.
65. I actually said this once about our show.
Complicated in its simplicity. The Don and Mike Show.
Very nice.
66. Four. Buzz.
Addicted to elective cosmetic surgery. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Surely.
67. It was mentioned recently on Make Us Laugh.
If you squeeze them hard, soy sauce comes out. Don and Mike.
68.
They suck hard and lavish attention elsewhere. Don and Mike.
69. You know where this one came from.
It's where food comes out.
Got me laughing.
I lost it. Okay. It's where food comes out. The Don and Mike Show.
Finally immortalized it, right?
Oh, yeah, man. All right, we go past 70 and we go to 71.
They're not only bastards, they're tasteless bastards. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Fantastic.
72.
With moods as dark as Cabernet, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Was that Rob?
Robbie's. 73, my tribute to Frida.
Operating under the Jolly Directive, the Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
74, this happened just a few days ago on the show.
The Grand Marshals of the Retard Parade, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Amen, brother.
75, our tribute to Tony Curtis.
Wearing Cuban heels and cowboy hats, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Every day.
76, they should put this on our tombstones.
They should know better. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Amen.
77.
Life.
I will explain this one to you later. All right. This is from Rob.
Okay.
Life, light, love, and luck. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Do you want me to explain?
I think I remember, but what was
it? I can't tell you on the air.
Okay. Uh-huh. It's an inside joke.
I'll draw you a picture. Rob found it on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
It's what this means.
Oh, God. All right.
Okay.
All right. Go. Let's move on, shall we?
78.
Conjoined. And that's okay. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
79, like Anna Nicole Smith. Quit smelling their belly buttons.
I thought it was... Do you want him to say it like Anna Nicole Smith?
Or buttons.
Buttons.
Like buttons.
Yeah.
Buttons.
Yeah, buttons.
All right, here we go. Quit smelling their belly buttons. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here's the tape of Anna Nicole. Here it is.
Oh, okay.
Quit smelling my belly button.
It's butt in.
Quit smelling my belly button.
My belly button.
All right, here we go. Quit smelling their belly button.
Not quite. Got to be an S on that, I guess.
Yeah, man, you just put an N on it. You had it right. Just put an N on it.
Quit smelling their belly button. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very good.
All right. Number 80. This is something from Chloe.
It's hamster pop and butterscotch, also known as Don and Mike.
81. You'll like this one, Mike. Simple, but you'll like it.
Very good.
The home of Charlie the Clown Guy, the Don and Mike Show.
82.
Where you can always count on some ass play, the Don and Mike Show.
There it is, immortalized. I like it that we finally put that with dude.
83.
When you hear the dull creak of the casket, you know it's time for the Don and Mike Show.
It's Rob's, and I don't get it.
It's making fun of death, which is one of his favorite subjects.
84.
It's time to roll back the stone and let the comedy rise again. The Don and Mike Show.
Only Rob could write one about the resurrection.
85, tribute to Joe Ardinger.
They have no seal tail. They have no cat feet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And of course, the last one, you've done it a million times, but we like making you do it every other because it makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, to be honest, yes, it does. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Dude Walker, ladies and
yes, you ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Is that a pro? That's 80 some odd pieces of tape right there that he just that rolled right through.
Is that guy a pro? Is that the voiceover guy for your radio or television station?
Bingo.
I'm telling you,
Thank you.
DudeWalker.com. Go ahead.
DudeWalker.com.
DudeWalker.com. We urge all pharmaceutical companies to also call Dude so he can be the voice of products.
Our good friend Tommy Walker. All right, Timmy, it was great talking to you. And
Tim Walker, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll see you again in about 6 months.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye, Dude. Bye-bye. There he goes. Dude Walker.
Bye, Teresa.
Teresa.
T. Walker. Well, we had some good ones there.
Absolutely. Thank you for editing Rob's hate.
some of them that I edited were truly hateful.
Right.
Some just weren't funny.
Right, right.
But I did edit a couple of them that were just...
For the box set.
Just evil.
I mean, funny. Really funny. Really...
Not suitable for
totally air. Inappropriate for the air.
Right.
Totally inappropriate
someday.
For the air. Someday. You're right, but we go to XM.
Right.
But even then, we'd still get in trouble.
Okay.
A quick break, everybody, and I promise we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ever that a show has been number one. Overall mornings, afternoons, and middays.
We're waiting for the paparazzi to arrive. They have not materialized just yet.
And actually, Mike, even though it was BM, in this market at WPGC, I did it at night.
At night.
Wow.
Right.
Back in the day.
Right.
So technically, between the two of us, we have covered every shift and number one overall ratings.
Except for the graveyard shift.
Right, except for the overnight shift.
The overnights.
We want to thank you guys again. These ratings are fantastic. 5.0 to 5.8, number one rated. I know you're probably wondering how Rush Limbaugh's doing.
Yeah.
Why, before we came on, Rush Limbaugh was number one.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next book, he was number two.
Yes.
Then we came on.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to number four. Then he went to number five.
Right.
He went to number nine. And now he's down to number 11.
There ye go.
Ouch. Told you, from day one, he was the big one.
Mm-hmm.
He was, we are David, he is Goliath.
That's right.
It took us, it took you guys, 1 year to make it happen. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Wow. We do appreciate that. Great ratings today. Radio history being made with the number one ratings on the Don and Mike Show. Now, tomorrow is the last day before vacation.
Right.
We like telling you in advance when we're going to be on vacation. I'm going to tell you that the stuff I picked out for vacation for the next week and a half is going to be a combination of old stuff and new stuff.
Oh, good.
Okay? Kind of change the philosophy a little bit. Adding in some stuff that hasn't run in 5 years or so.
Wow.
Along with some of the newer stuff. Tomorrow will be the last show before vacation. Tomorrow we will have the Friday favorite tomorrow. Also Craig Wilson tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll meet the intern from Harvard.
Oh, good.
Who is here as Joe Slave. We will talk about two stunning automobile purchases that have happened to people either on this show or related to people on this show.
Wow, one hasn't happened yet, though. It's not done. It's not a done deal yet.
Oh, even though you're driving it?
Yeah, it's a test drive.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then, stand by on that.
Yeah, you might know tomorrow. I don't know. It depends.
Okay. Well, either way, we'll be here
tomorrow.
You know what
we didn't talk about either? I just wanted to briefly get off my chest just rapidly here.
What?
We didn't talk about the weather guys that did it again in their own little subtle way by getting on 2 nights ago and saying, we are going to have a ridge of thunderstorms that could be dangerous with lightning and hail, and it's going to bring in the cool front.
which they were saying. They started saying this on Sunday.
Right.
Then they said it all day on Monday. And then, of course, nothing happened last night. And it is still 100 degrees outside.
The heat is going to break on Monday.
Yeah, the heat's going to break.
Join us.
Now, watch out. Now they're saying it's damaging hail, perhaps high winds.
Now they're saying it's going to break tomorrow.
Right. They, that's their new thing. That's their new blizzard forecast.
And it was the same thing up in Philly the whole time we were up there.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
Okay.
That's good, Buzz.
Hey.
You're the man.
Thank you.
That's all I got to say.
Hi, Manny.
Well, what do you want?
Yeah, I was just saying, all I got to say is if you make your wife achieve that, you know, you'll have a whole better time getting rid of that junk in your house. You know?
Oh, don't know.
What junk in his house?
The junk in your house that you were talking about yesterday.
I'll refer to a best of one yesterday. Okay, sorry. I was in traffic court. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Can I get on air?
Yeah, you're on the air with us. Hello.
Hey, how would Elvis do on a sex quiz?
Pardon me?
How would Elvis do on the sex quiz?
How would Elvis do on the sex quiz?
I find it hard to believe that this is the number one rated show.
It is hard to believe.
I really find it hard to believe.
No,
this is the number one rated show.
Come on now.
And it bears mentioning how well you do among educated people.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Hello, my brothers.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to say one thing to the hateful hump.
Yeah, he's here.
Hi. Yeah, no more playing on the internet for you, Mr. Spiewak.
Oh, come on, it's just playing.
Oh, sure.
Why? What's he doing?
Oh, life, light, love, luck.
I wished all that to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Is this your friend, Brad?
No, I don't think so.
It's a friend.
No, I don't think it is.
It's not a friend?
Club I don't know number. Who this is.
It has that definite Rob friend sound.
Thank
don't remember.
You.
No more playing with you, mister.
All right, goodbye.
That's so thank chilling you, how that sir. Sounds like all my friends.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Come on, Noel.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Being around for you.
All right, well, you're not there, never mind. Oh, I've been asked to mention we will be on vacation starting on Thursday.
Why is your tongue green, incidentally?
I had a slurping.
Okay, and then we will be back on Tuesday, September 3rd, the day after Labor Day.
Right, very good.
Just so you know where we are, what we're doing, and that we're not in any trouble.
That's right.
Now, I know we've called lots of hotlines recently, and we've gotten all kinds of crazy shootouts.
Right.
We're going to call a hotline now that I believe features a dead woman.
Wow.
Oh, is that still off?
I think it's still up, Rob.
Hey, do you have a question? I know we can help you, too.
Right, after all?
I need you to pick up the phone and give us a try. This call is free. Pick up the phone now.
I think they do it with suspended animation.
Really? Like the heads in Futurama and the jars. That's fantastic.
It's the Esther Roll hotline.
Psychic hotline, right?
Yeah, psychic hotline. Calling it right now.
That's great.
I think it starts with the theme from Good Times, if I'm not mistaken.
Hello. This is Esther Roll. You've reached the Esther Roll hotline. Someone turned down my microphone. How are you?
Your microphone is off.
Nice to see each and every one of you. Now turn it up again.
What do you want, turned up?
Yes, thank you. Now here's today's story. That is perfect. You have it perfectly done.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. I mean, Esther.
After my divorce, I moved in with Marcy, a good friend who I've known and worked with for years. Marcy had gone through a divorce from her husband, too. She'd become my biggest supporter. When I went out on my first post-divorce date, I had high hopes of getting laid. The guy turned out to be a complete disaster, and I ended the night much sooner than I had anticipated. You're listening to Esther Roll. Got home to the apartment. It was dark, with the exception of Marcy's bedroom light. She too had anticipated a late night for me because I heard her moaning. I should have left and come back later, but my curiosity got the best of me. I peeked into the bedroom. Marcy was on the bed naked. On all fours. Behind her was a beautiful redhead doing Marcy with a strap on. I couldn't believe my Esther Roll eyes. This was the same woman I thought I'd known so well, yet I couldn't take my eyes off the scene. My panties were getting wet. I wanted to hang around to watch more of the exciting lovemaking, but I thought I'd best leave before my presence was detected. When I came back an hour later, Marcy, sitting on the couch in a nightgown, looked satisfied. She asked how my date went and if I'd gotten laid. I revealed that I'd been home for more than an hour and told her what I'd seen. Marcy was totally shocked and embarrassed. Then I looked into her eyes and said with a sigh, I want you to make love to me. As confirmation of my desire, I pressed my lips to hers in a long, warm kiss. Marcy led me into her bedroom, quickly stripped off my clothes, and removed her own nightgown. She pulled me down on the bed and kissed me passionately while massaging my incredibly engorged and...
The message should recycle here in a second.
I
think it's like you get like 3 minutes of dirty stuff and then it recycles.
Oh, that'd be good.
You're listening to the Esther Roll Hotline.
Huh?
Today's story is about my friend Marcy. What a time we had together. But good times. Lots of good times. She brought her mouth to my breast.
The whole time we have today for the Esther Roll line.
Making love to Marcy was the most beautiful, exciting, erotic experience of my life. My whole life.
There she is. The dead Esther Roll on the psychic hotline.
I loved every stroke. Goodbye. Thank you for calling. And remember, if you'd like a psychic, why not give it a try?
Who are you?
This is Esther Roll, and I hope you've had a good time listening to my hotline. Sing it. By the way, I'm dead. Goodbye.
Wow.
Esther Roll Hotline.
Jesus, ain't we lucky we
once
got him.
Once again, ended up just being lucky. Kind of like runners to penthouse.
Man, it was incredible. You cut it off a couple of times when it was just getting good.
Oh, the pictures. I think some of it got deleted, Mike.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
somebody went too far.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
I don't want
to
do that.
He made it up.
I don't want to get in trouble.
There's somebody sitting in this room with too far, my friend. Far away. She was suckling something. I think that gets deleted.
You know, I try to know the rules, sir.
Buzz?
Yeah.
The lead story today?
Today?
Actually, Jesus. There's a lead story here today.
Yeah.
That would knock your D in the dirt.
Yeah, no, we can't do that one. But the timer is running on Martha Stewart, and that's today's top story.
Uh-huh. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
I do.
Were you in here for that?
No, I was informed later.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
Write it down.
Okay.
Let's see if you know. Do you think he knows?
Yeah, I think he knows.
First word, three letters.
Okay.
No, but I was going to tell you one thing. I'll have an answer on that car tomorrow, whether I'm going to buy it or not.
Okay, beautiful.
I'm just checking out the suspension.
Stay tuned
for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
The Mike Show. And if you're wondering, the first letter of Buzz's word was not O.
No. Right.
First letter comes between J and L. This is all very unprofessional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
If she was a little bigger, I might take a swing at it.
Okay, Frank.
Where is it? Gone. What happened? Dunno. They're good. Don and Mike.
And here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Martha Stewart has until the close of business today to hand over the documents on her sale of M-Clone stock. Her lawyers say she will meet that deadline. That has about 2.5 hours left.
Man, that's cold.
The documents include records of her phone calls. Stewart says she did nothing wrong when she sold the stock one day before its value dropped.
Yeah, records of phone calls are always good.
You know what Frank Herzog said about that?
What did he
Frank
say?
Frank Herzog said,
if she was a little bigger, I might take a swing at her.
Hello there, quarterback, linebacker. Me too.
Two people are hurt, and several more were being held hostage at the Iraqi embassy in Berlin. Police say they've just been released. An obscure group that wants Saddam Hussein overthrown has taken over the embassy. Dozens of German police surrounded the embassy, and as I said just before news time, we hear that the police have freed the hostages.
Yeah, two groups we should worry about.
Yes.
Iraqis and Germans.
Mm-hmm. Getting together?
Yeah.
Even if it's a bad thing.
Right.
No good can come of it.
Even if the Germans are allegedly doing something to help us.
Right. Exactly.
Don't tell us. Be careful.
Absolutely.
Right. If they're driving Toyotas, don't forget it.
Don't tell us. Don't rob. Because there's the Axis again. For the first time ever, marijuana has edged out cigarettes and beer as the easiest drug for a teenager to buy.
Still a whole musical salute to our teenage listeners.
A new national survey.
That's right, kids.
A new survey shows that more than a third of all American teens say they can score some pot inside a few hours. More than one in four say an hour or less.
Stop
it. The National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse has been doing the survey since 1996. And
the circuitous route, but I found it.
See?
There he is.
I got a kid right here.
Yeah. Found it less than
high
an hour.
Kid.
Oh.
And that's what he did when he smoked it.
He's joking.
He's having a reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, now he's high as a kite.
Now listen.
High as a freaking kite.
He disagreed with you.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know, John.
I know. Sometimes you get good stuff. Sometimes you get bad stuff.
He's the schoolyard bully.
Is that who you get it from?
Is that your pusher?
They're going to blow.
No, we're not gonna blow anything. Just tell us. Is that your pusher?
Who cares?
We do. That's why we're asking you the question.
Where did you get the pot?
God, I hate them.
Come on, Orville.
She does have a nice rack, though. I'll give that to her.
Oh, it's a woman.
Ah, wow. Is it Lisa?
Silly. You might want to check it out.
This is a woman who bullies you? You're not making
sense. There were no Matt Damon, no Ben Affleck.
But is she a fan of those two?
I don't know.
What are you talking about? You're talking in circles. What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, what could it be?
Oh, boy,
yeah, right.
Exactly.
What could it be?
Yes. I'll sleep for 2 or 3 hours. I'll be fine.
Yeah, I bet. But we're trying
to... It's hard to live the straight, sober life.
Well, I know, but why don't you just confess and tell us who you get it from?
That is the lay of the land, my friend.
I'll never find out.
There you go. The latest survey shows that Indiana University is the number one party school this year. A company called Princeton Review judges each school in 63 categories, including alcohol and marijuana use.
Hold on, Buzz.
I read
this on the paper. I want to call Mom about this.
Yes, better get her in on this. So that was at Indiana University, number one party school.
Hold on a second. I'm going to call her. She just instant messaged me about something else.
Hello.
Baby.
Yes, my darling.
I just got your instant message. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, I think it's important you listen to the next item that Buzz has on his news show. Buzz, you want to take it from the top?
Yes, I think that's a good idea. The latest survey shows that Indiana University is the number one party school this year. A company called Princeton Review judges each school in 63 categories, including alcohol and marijuana use. Clemson came in second.
Hey.
Oh, man.
The University of Alabama at Tuscaloosa was third.
Wow.
That's so odd, because when I was at Clemson, it was totally dry. It was a Bible college, I think.
Well, times have changed, honey.
I am joking. No, I know that. But thank God Bart hasn't received the word yet. I think in his ranking, Clemson was still number one.
Uh-huh.
Well, God knows, with all the accoutrements we've bought, the fact that we're going down there to go to a football game and we're staying in some professor's house.
Yeah, you pay the letter? You waiting for the letter?
What letter?
Oh, the acceptance letter?
No, he hasn't applied yet.
Oh, he hasn't applied yet?
No. No, he hasn't sent in the application yet. They just came out like this month, so.
When will he make his decision? He's got to make it soon, right?
No, sugar. They could go all the way through the spring. He can. I mean, there. You don't even want to. Don't you worry your pretty little head about it, because there's all kinds of early acceptance, early admission, all kinds of different things. But he can milk this. And plus, he's planning a tour. He'd like to go visit. I think he was mentioning he'd like to see Pepperdine. It's in Malibu. He's got a whole.
I've seen
roster.
The campus of Pepperdine. Pretty cool.
He's got a roster of places, and I'm going to go with him to all the beautiful vacation spots and the University of Wisconsin or whatever he's.
You're going to go see the Badgers.
Hey, honey.
Yes, my darling.
Did you hear what Frank Herzog said about you?
Oh, Sugar Bear, no, but I have to hang up because I've got on the other line. It's the restaurants. I'm trying to plan our Christmas party for the show.
All right, listen to what Frank Herzog had to say.
If she was a little bigger, I might take a swing at her.
All right, bye, honey.
And she's gone.
It was Frank Herzog. See, the thing is, what we're doing here on the show this year is the station sucks, and the station's Christmas party always sucks.
Right.
So this year, just for our show,
right,
we're going to have our own party.
Very good.
And we're going to have it at a nice place, and we're going to get a nice hotel.
Excellent.
And everybody's going to get all banged up.
Very good.
I'm going to have karaoke.
That's good.
We're going to have food.
That's a good thing.
And we're going to have hookers and fire trucks.
And guns.
And guns. It's going to be great.
We're going to actually, light some things on fire.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, don't tell the venue, though.
It's going to be a party for eight.
Eight of us sitting around a table.
Eight people.
All of us have fire in the middle of
It'll
the table.
It'll seem like more people than that.
Yes, it is us.
Indiana University, number one. Clemson, second. University of Alabama at Tuscaloosa, third. Penn State and the University of Florida round out the top five party schools. Officials at Indiana, meanwhile, say they are not pleased. They say the survey is not very credible.
Is it?
Well, those are quality guests.
Is it credible?
That's a yes.
Trust him.
Is it credible?
It is pathetic.
Oh, all right. Well, he's disagreeing with it.
Vippy chance.
What does he know?
I don't know.
Keep killing me.
Okay, Buzz?
Yes.
Hold on a second.
I agree with that.
We got a break. More show coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, a brief bumper. Just brief. The Don and Mike Show.
I'll make sure that one more time we thank everybody in Philadelphia for the great weekend we had.
Yeah.
Lance, thank you for your hospitality at your house. Also, we want to thank... You care, don't you?
I was thinking about you. I knew you wanted to do that. I knew you'd do that at this time of the show. I have thrown it away.
I could live without doing it.
All right.
But I'll do it. Because you pulled it out.
I don't want you to do it now.
Because you pulled it out.
Well, I mean, I didn't pull it out for any other reason.
Dr. Natasha Terry.
Don't make it something it's not.
www.betterlovelife.com.
You.
By Mike.
You.
Great time in Philly. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lance. Thank you, everybody at WISP, for being so hospitable during the Eagles broadcast. Sammy Hagar, Saturday night at the Tweeter Center.
Yes, Lisa also, and Charlie and I appreciated it.
Also, thank you. He was nice when I was there.
I'm just giving you a hard time because you gave me a hard time on that. I had thrown it away.
Are you going to go carve this in a tree outside?
What's the what?
M-O-N-N-T. Mike O'Mara and Natasha Tinsky.
Terry. Natasha Kinsky.
Kinsky.
Wasn't she like a model or something like that?
Yeah, like that. In Philly, thank you for the great ratings that were released yesterday.
Touché.
When we weren't here. And thank you, D.C., for the outstanding, record-breaking number one ratings that you bestowed upon this humble show today.
Thank you.
Yes. Never been done before. Never.
Never.
Number one mornings, number one afternoons,
Number one middays.
Incredible.
Never been done before.
I was telling Natasha earlier, it's just really, really special, you know. And we're going to go out and celebrate tonight.
Buzz.
In sports, a pair of American League division leaders open a three-game series tonight in New York. The homestanding Yankees begin play seven games up on Boston. The visiting Anaheim Angels are tied with Seattle at the top of the West. And finally, a car dealership that sold 18 cars in 14 months to one mentally retarded man is now going to have to pay for what it did.
No, he's not retarded.
Yes, he is.
I like this one. I like the blue.
The dealer.
I like the blue.
Get to know Charlie.
I'll take that one and that one.
No, he's not retarded.
Uh-huh.
The dealership is Vancouver Mazda Dodge in Vancouver, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
The dealership will not admit it did anything wrong.
I don't care. I got them all in my yard.
Even though the car buying spree ruined the man's finances.
Get to know Charlie. No, what am I going to do? I can't. Can't pay for him.
In a settlement, the dealer's restoring the man's savings account and leaving him one new vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
The dealer also has to pay $15,000 in penalties and $17,000 in legal fees.
He's working on one of the cars right now.
Yeah, one of his many cars that he got.
Yeah.
He didn't know he was broke.
State officials say the dealer provided the man with a monogrammed director's chair and a free dinner to convince him he was among friends.
But he didn't know where to go to get to the restaurant.
I think it's this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way.
No!
I'm Buzz Burbank.
He's not retarded.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. Tomorrow with the all new episode. See you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
I think today I really have.
Yeah, you have.
I think so.
You have.
Thank you, and you too.
Good for you. Good for you. I wish you luck.
I wish you love.
Love
and light.
And light.
And light.
Boys, get a room.
Okay.
Toodaloo.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind. Be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.